All right, fighters, here we go. Who wants to make some more money without a lot of friction? I do. Hopefully you do. So there are a few different ways to make money, and nothing will ever change this, okay? And so I'm going to talk about that here today with you guys. So guys, there's four ways. There's, if you want to make more money, there's four ways that you can increase your revenue, okay? Now there's sub tactics under each of these four ways. There's four main ways. This has been proven and written about thousands of times, okay? Number one, you can increase the number of customers that you have. Get more customers. Number two, you can increase what they spend with you each time, your average job size. So if your average job size is $5,000, you can bump it to 5,100, 5,500, 5,800, you have more money, right? On the same number of customers. Third way is increase the number of times they buy from you, the frequency. And the fourth is you raise your prices. Okay, that's really it. So guys, today I want to talk about the low-hanging fruit for you. For any of you that really want to make some money, and this is a challenge, I guess, more than anything here. This is a challenge. I want you to reach out to your best customers sometime in the next 72 hours from whenever you listen to this. I want you to reach out to the people that have already bought from you, your past customer list, and make them another offer. Touch base with them. And when I say make an offer, don't like call them up, hey, you need me to build anything? You need another addition? What I mean is continue the relationship with them, because believe it or not, they're not thinking about you every day. They had a great experience with you. They're happy they hired you, but the truth is you're out of sight, you're out of mind. And one of the ways, especially for those of you that are struggling bringing in some money right now, maybe you're in a sales slump, maybe leads are down. This is a great way to kind of beat the bushes and get some damn money in the door. And it's simply reach out to the people that have already given you money. In fact, the people that have already given you money are like 80-something percent more likely to do it again if they had a good experience and if you stayed in front of them. So here's the challenge I have for you. And I would love your feedback on this. For those of you that are on Instagram, let's do this. I'd love you to write down your top 20 customers. This is not on Instagram, okay? All right. So here's the challenge. Take a piece of paper. And just go through your customer list and go, oh yeah, that dude, he was fucking awesome to work for, right? He was easy to work with. He appreciated what we did. We made good money. He didn't bitch about my pricing, blah, blah, blah. He liked us. We liked him. That's what I'm talking about. List 20 customers that you would love to work with again and simply pick up your telephone. Yeah, it's that thing that we used to talk in, but now we just use our thumbs on, right? I want you to pick up your phone and simply call them back. And it might sound like this. Hey, Tom, it's Joe from Joe's whatever, Joe's building, Joe's painting, Joe's hardwood flooring. Man, I was just going through some stuff in our database here. I saw your name. And man, I just wanted to call and check in and see how you're doing, man. It was great doing that project for you last year. How's it looking? That's it. I just want you to do that. Just touch base. Just touch base. If you want to get really crazy, because some of you go like, well, how's that help me sell something? Guys, the fact that you pick the phone up and you give a shit often is the spark they need, because remember, they're living their lives. Other things happen in the homes and in their families and this and that. And just by you picking up the phone, I can't tell you how many, God, hundreds of thousands of dollars I've sold over the years because I simply picked the phone up and left even a voicemail. Hey, so-and-so, it's Tom. I just want to see how your deck was looking. I know we did it last summer and you were concerned with it holding up. I want to make sure it's holding up. Reach out. I didn't hear from her. This is one person I'm thinking of right now. I didn't hear from her for like 2.5 months. If not a little longer. She called me up. She's like, hey, I got company coming into town. I got to paint the whole inside of the house and I need it done before Thanksgiving. Can you do it? I'm like, sure. It was like $25,000. Boom, right there. Done. All because I picked up the fucking telephone, you guys. And what she said to me was, I've been meaning to call you for a long time. I appreciated you calling and checking in on our project. Guys, there is a ton of low-hanging fruit out there for you right now. And this is basically increasing the number of transactions per customer. It could lead to a referral. It could be lead to repeat business. Maybe they moved. Maybe they sold the house. Maybe they're about to close on a house and you're going to pick up the phone at just the right minute, just the right moment where they're starting to think about the shit they need done around the house. So guys, don't leave this money on the table. Don't be a wuss about picking up a damn phone. Pick up the phone. Smile when the thing's ringing. Give a good spirit and simply, hey, Tom, this is Joe, man. You know, we did that project for you last year. I was just thinking about you. I just wanted to make sure it's looking good. Is everything cool? Is it working properly? Whatever the thing you do is, did that repair hold up? X, Y, Z, whatever it is. You guys know what you did. Pick the damn phone up. Take advantage of that low-hanging fruit. And here's the challenge. Guys that do that, when you have success, tag the contractor fight on Instagram. Tag the contractor fight and just talk about, hey, in this post, so cool to reach out to this past customer of ours, blah, blah, blah. Tag them. And then we will take all of those. We'll throw them in a drawing. We'll give some swag away and we'll reach out to you guys, get you some shirts and hats and cool shit like that. All right, guys, appreciate you being here today, hanging out with me. Have a kick-ass day. And listen, plan to do this. Put this on your planner, okay? Take some time to write it down, when you're going to do it, what day you're going to pick the phone up, when you're going to make the list. It's not good enough to go, I'm going to do this. You got to plan the time to make the damn list. You got to plan the time to make the damn phone calls. If you don't do it, the shit don't get done. You guys rock. I got to roll. We'll see you next time.